Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Hope the storm didn't put a lot of rain, which most of us in the southern states kind of got a little, but so hopefully that everyone made it out safely and stuff. And so with that being said, we're going to go on and get started into the show tonight. Like we always do, the first part of the, if we have anybody that has some announcements they want to make or whatever, we can go on now and open up the lines and have people to come on and discuss. I see a few lines already chime in, so we're going to go on and open up the lines. We got 8182. Your line is open.
Hello. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, how everything been going?
Man, it's been going well. What about yourself?
Everything been good. Been good.
I heard it. Well, not quite one. I guess you could say one more week, man, and it's showtime. Well, one more week. I guess you could say one more week. Yeah, it's showtime.
Yeah, I had spoke with Brian. He said that they are gonna have a street ET.
Okay.
So it's gonna be whatever. We'll know however many bikes it is. All the money is going to the pot. So
okay.
So if it's 20 bikes and it's with $50 to get in, $50 for your tech car, whatever, all that money goes to the payout.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. We got some more callers here for a second.
All right, go ahead.
Let's go on up. Let's see here. We got 3750. Your line is open.
Oh, I'm just listening in, Chris.
Okay. All right.
I told you one. I like the first one.
We got 8328. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
This is Al Bud Light at the Rocheen race at Piedmont. We're trying to get enough haulers there, man. Free entry. 15 bikes or more, 500. 10 bikes or less, you know, 10 bikes to the 15 is 300.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to get this Harley thing pumping too. Just,
okay.
You know, a little street Harley thing, not no race Harleys.
Okay.
Street.
Okay.
All right. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
But second, I want to talk about, did y'all see that clown ass Keith Dennis down there in Maryland? Shine.
What happened?
He looked like the retard he is.
What did he do? Tell me what the bomb did.
What he didn't do is get in the 7 on the Pro Street bike. That's what he didn't do.
What'd he do?
Didn't get in the 7 on the Pro Street bike. In Maryland.
Didn't get in the 7.
Advocate. Bring your ass on here, Ryan. I know you're listening.
Let me see if I can find him, man. The line lit up when you said that, man. I don't give a damn. 0311, man. Your line is open. 0311, your line is open.
Like, what did he do?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, look here, Chris. I would really appreciate you, man, muting my line out last week, man, but, you know, because I'm the star.
Hey, don't say that because he muted my line out right along with yours.
I'm not speaking for you, man. Don't speak for me. Hey, man, look here. I'm the star of this show, and a lot of these clowns come on just because they know I'm going to be on here. So the next time you want to mute my Chris, you mute.
Well, you address me. You leave Chris alone.
Hey, look here.
8 seconds, man.
Hey, man, you can mute me now, because I don't want to hear that shit they talking about. You can mute me now.
No, that's what it was.
Hey, you can mute me now.
No, Chris, don't mute that nigga. You muted me right along with him. And right. I took my mute somebody who don't rate with pride. Hey, clown.
I didn't get in the seventh. But you know, they had a such thing as
But how in the hell can you ride the world's fastest pro street bike and can't get in the seventh?
Hey, you know, we just had problems with it. We just had problems with it.
Go ask your damn mechanic. Who my mechanic? Rodney.
Go ask Rodney. What happened to him?
Oh, no, I don't know him. Jeff, my mechanic.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I don't know
Rodney. That's why you ain't going no damn way because you don't mess with Rodney no more.
Hell no! I don't need nothing.
Hey, but look here. Okay. Well, listen, y'all.
My man got us right. But
hey,
look,
you went out there. What was you at?
Who me? Drinking at home.
Oh, okay.
Enjoying myself.
Hey, but look at
this. Hey, you shouldn't have been out there in full street running 850s.
Hey, that's okay. You didn't have your ass out there, did you?
I told you I should have brought 10 stacks down there and got you again. I could have got you twice.
How you give me first time a 10 stack?
I tried to get you. The owners, they different from me, man. I got to bring what I got control of.
Look here, man. I don't want to talk to Woodrow. Chris, look here.
Well, you mute some guys that don't race, man. Alex, who you mute?
I can vouch for him. He did get in the sevens on Sunday.
When?
Sunday.
The last 799 on Sunday?
Oh, man. Seven
he don't qualify. Shit, the race
is all right. Hey, we have problems.
Hey, you ain't got to explain none of them. Because you know what he was. At home drinking.
Enjoying myself. Because I was enjoying myself. You know what really hurt my feelings? I'm going to go on to a grudge talk. That y'all would have sold y'all self to the devil. Y'all motherfuckers like that damn Clippers owner. Damn haters.
I'm gonna tell y'all, me and C, I teamed up with C.
You're a damn clown, Ryan.
You teamed up with what you wanted to team up with. What
does
that make you? A bigger clown?
Oh, yeah. I'll be a dick rider. But I teamed up with a smart choice.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Hey, like we said, man, we got next week.
Did you see how stupid you look down there?
I look real good.
Yeah, you look real stupid, man.
I look real good.
I was like, damn it,
you know
boy.
What? I look real good. I was there to participate. What was you?
Hey, is that door? I tell you what,
Alex. Since you think it's so easy, then you approach me, Mike, and get your ass out there.
Uh-oh. So now it ain't easy, huh? You know it wasn't easy.
Then you approach me, Mike, and get your ass out there.
We coming, brother. We coming.
When? This year.
What the hell you talking about? And you on goddamn up.
Hey, you know what?
You on a 690 bike, and you gonna get in the 7.
Man, look here. I set that bike off at the 8 mile and coasted a 793, dummy. Do your homework, boy.
Well, why you ain't home then? Maybe you could have got a 693.
Because the pipe is going, going toward the wall, man. I just got
out. Oh, well, why you, well, what happened last pass?
What you mean, what happened last pass? You give me no time.
Hey, you full of shit.
Okay.
I know,
right.
Hey, I
ain't
know what a
with
dummy
you
do.
Okay, I'll tell you what you do. Be in your first three bites and come out there.
I told you what the deal was. You wanted a street tire bike. I wish we'd have been up there. We'd have given you a street tire bike. Then you thought we were making on you. But you lied on the
street tire. No, if
you
were
quiet on Saturday.
No, if you had been on the street tire bike, because we finally got that bike figured out, I would have got your hand.
Hey, let me tell you something, buddy. We'd have ran you with a hand clutch bike.
Man, I tell you what,
you
ain't too
late.
You
were past 8 miles.
It ain't too
late. You ain't run that motherfucker made it.
Okay, it ain't too late, Alex. You can still run me with a hand clutch bike.
Hey, you know what hand clutch bike we gonna run?
See, because I know you're talking out your ass right now. You talking out
no
your ass.
No, the hell I ain't. No, the hell I ain't.
Well, run me with a hand clutch bike then.
We are.
When?
Very soon.
Man, you talking very soon. Hell, you might be a millionaire very soon. We all know that ain't gonna happen. You never know.
Oh, so, hey, guess what, Sean? Last time we pulled the bike out, it went 820.
Okay. What that mean?
It went 820. We ain't ready. We can't run you on 820, man.
Hey, I don't feel bad. Look him. Rod Willifer, not Rod Willifer. What's his name? Greg. That bike with Taylor riding, he didn't qualify. Teasley blew up, he didn't qualify. It was a couple of guys that didn't qualify. I didn't qualify, so that's why they had a full street bike, B-class, not the A-class, but the B-class. And you know who won that, don't you?
What?
Ding 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 ding
You want a wheelchair race?
Sound like a police bill.
Hey, and no, it sounds like you want a wheelchair race. What the hell is that, you dummy?
Somebody in the police office.
Hey, what the hell is a wheelchair race? Please,
hey, man. Alex.
That's me.
Oh. Hey, look here. Check this right here out. Alex, since I can't go fast on this bike, Alex, why don't you get a hand-clutch bike with a street tie, and I'll meet you. Anywhere you want me to meet you. And I'll
Hey. As long as you come with no lockup, I'll bring Ernie Brown and peel your goddamn earlobes off.
You know what? You can bring Ernest Brown. You can bring Ernest Brown, and you got the break.
The break?
Yeah,
hand
you got the break. Bring
break.
Ernest Brown.
No
you
lockup.
Got the hand touch the hand. No, my, whatever that bike got in it.
No. We run a no lockup.
Well, then you put in what you put in.
Hey,
I don't give a damn. Long as you got a small tire, you can put a slide in your bike. I don't know.
What you want to do this?
At the next race. Hey, what's the next race?
You got to worry about it.
I'll
be there.
I tell you what. I said, well, why don't we do it like this right here? Why don't you bring your ass to Memphis and make a tent?
Nice, good.
Man, I don't know what my work schedule is. It's been nasty.
Now you got to worry about the schedule and shit now, huh?
I'm talking about nasty ass and nothing to damn do. We've been for 3 months.
Since I can't get into something, I can't get down the track. Where you want me to meet you at?
Man, that class race ain't bringing no bike down there for your clown ass,
man,
right?
Listen at me, man. All that's irrelevant. When and where do you want me to meet you with your street type bike, with whatever clutch you got?
So what you going to run with, TJ bike?
Man, listen, man. I'm going to run with the bike I can't qualify with. The one I can't ride.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, so
long as we run, true hand clutch.
Man,
you
look,
just give me the break.
Kind of clutch. Hey, did I just tell you I didn't care what kind of clutch? Put a slide in yours if you need it.
No. You said, hey, okay. Oh, you said I can come with a slide.
You can come with a slide. I don't care.
All right. We'll keep on
moving. Long as you got a street tie.
Son, you got one more call here, man. We got another call here, man. 4-5.
And we'll be back in May. And we'll be back in Maryland in May.
Why you ain't coming to Rockhead?
We come to Maryland.
You look like a fucking clown in Maryland, Ryan. Why the hell you look like a clown in Rock Hill?
I didn't say what.
Yep, Ryan.
I tell you what. Mark. What we gonna do here? We just get together with him in Maryland because that's close to his house. So maybe he'll come to Maryland. He don't want to go nowhere else. Maybe he'll come to Maryland. So we getting you saying, Alex, get your bike together, Alex. You know I can't go down Maryland track, so get your bike together. Long as you got a street tie, your ass got a race.
There you go.
I don't care if you got a turbo, nitrous, super tire.
No. I got a
race. You got a race.
Hey.
Okay, well, it don't matter. You got a race. You got a race.
Are you really going to let me break?
No, I said with your hand clutch, I give you the break.
I'm going to have a hand clutch.
Well, then you got the break.
I don't mind. Now, we're going to try this rock and roll.
Come on, man.
You got the break. You got a regular hand clutch. You got the break.
Yeah.
You know I got one of them throwaway clutches or whatever it is.
No. You got to come stock hand clutch like me.
Man, I got a throw. You know what them bikes have in all them posty bikes. You know what kind of clutch we got.
Oh, no, you want to handicap me.
I don't want to handicap you. I'm giving you the break.
Hey.
Sit down.
We'll see you in Maryland. Yeah,
there you go.
In Maryland. We'll bring a drink to our bike.
I can't go.
We'll bring a drink to our bike, Maryland,
so
and we'll take the break.
And you got it.
All right, hey, but look, you look like a fool.
You got it. I'll be all that. And you know what else? And
you look like a damn fool.
I'll be all
that. Hey, why you ain't horse the gas
this.
On him and run a six? If you horse the gas, you ain't run a six on that? I would have thought you could have pulled it off. You pulled it off the week before that race for that.
Well, don't worry about all that. We don't worry about all that.
I just tell you.
You know, you're doing the easy part. You just talking. That's all you are. You just full of talk. You ain't going to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to bust a grape in a grape pack. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to
do shit. Hey, we'll see you, buddy.
You ain't going to do shit but talk.
We come.
You ain't going to do shit. You ain't
going to
do
if
no
you
race.
Think you were right, you crazy.
You ain't did nothing, man. You ain't did a race this year.
Man, I've been drunk.
Trying. I got
been,
a question for you, man.
You drunk last year.
Okay.
What, man?
Who you got sights on for next week of Memphis?
Who
you got sights on for Memphis next week? You got anything lined up or you
nobody?
Who I got
sights?
Nobody. Nobody in particular. You know, I got a lot of guys bringing some fights for me to ride.
Okay.
They want me to ride them, but, you know, I ain't got nobody in sight.
Okay.
You already know that clown ain't going to run nobody. But
I bet you one thing, you ain't going to be here.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
We got a call a little while ago, so you know I might end up knocking cocaine off.
Okay.
They called about 20 minutes ago, wasn't it, Shock?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, are you scared to run cocaine?
What?
That'd be a nice race. 2 8-second motorcycles.
Who was scared to run the bike?
That'll be fast. I can run down there and take pictures with a Kodak camera. Y'all damn clowns.
Man,
Ryan
you
and
black,
Priceless.
You, black hallet,
you damn
Chris.
Clown.
Yo.
You said it wasn't Chris?
Yo. Go
yeah,
to New York over
was
there. Go to New York. What are you going to do? That cocaine bike is the biggest joke. And then Buckman took his damn Cecil electronics off that motherfucker. That's something really ain't gonna run now. I'm dead. Run him, Ryan.
You know what? You're gonna run an eight. Hey, Alex, the way you sound, the way your voice hearing, man, it sound like you sitting there with a box of chicken, some hot sauce, some toast, some crackers.
I ain't even chicken today, man. How the hell you know that?
And some pork rind.
How the hell you ain't got no damn pork rind? I ain't even chicken today, though, man.
For barbecue sauce.
Hey, the way you boy, I know you got a whole bottle of hot sauce and some cracker and some
Hey. So you tell me that cocaine bike will really race. You
what,
tell me that thing runs.
With no bread.
Hey, Shine. So you telling me? You tell me that cocaine bike really runs.
Hey, you got him on that one, Shine.
All right, guys, look, we got another caller here, man. We got 9499. Your line is open.
Oh, man.
Three, four.
Nine, four, nine, nine. Your line is open.
I'm going to listen to me.
Okay, okay.
My stomach hurt, man. I can just tell where your voice sound, man. You ain't got a care in the world. You ain't got no shoes or socks on. You ain't got no
shoes. Hey, John. Shut the hell up. You trying to scare me.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I wanna race. Let's go about the other shit, man. You having fun. Motherfucker, I ain't got no shoes to talk though. I ain't keep a sock on.
Listen, hey, listen. You got hey man, I'm telling y'all, man, he's sitting back in the rocket ship.
Ain't on the rocket ship.
He know what he got on.
I'm in my favorite chair. My favorite spot.
Yeah, you know what your head got on. You know what I'm saying? That
chair with that big snake in the middle of it.
Hey, that's fine. All I'm telling you is, Ryan ain't gonna run nobody. We got to book Ryan. We're gonna book Ryan too though.
If we land, Alex, fill us a pitch. Text us a picture
right
now.
Is that cool? Can we get
text us a picture?
And we book Ryan.
Hey, text us a picture of you right now. Text us a picture.
Sean.
Oh,
boy. If we book Buck Ryan, is that fair?
If we lying, Alex, text us a picture of you right now.
Hey, do a selfie.
Text us a picture of you right now.
I'm going to text that motherfucker.
Come on, text us a picture. Text somebody a picture of you right now.
Do a self shot.
You got some short pants that hit your head right around the knees. I know what you got on. That's it. I know exactly what you got on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got no shirt. You got beer cans all around the
ship.
You got beer cans and shit all around
the ship. I'm going to say, what you got on?
What?
A drinking suit.
Yeah.
A dream that you do something and Ryan finally be in the race.
I'm just not getting.
You know what that means?
You drunk.
Hey, your little poker ain't gonna be able to do nothing. All you gonna be able to do is sit around and swing on damn Buckner.
That's all right. We ain't got to swing on nothing. We done already told you. If you show up made a tent, you got action. Wherever I catch your ass at with a handcuff, a paddle, street time bike, your ass got a race.
You talking about that first
time? Because I can't rap. Yeah, with the first seat, since I can't ride, it won't go nowhere. Your ass got a race.
Oh, you won't run us like that. Oh, that's cool. We ain't burn the street tie bike.
You better not have been out
there. Hey, you said we got
to
break.
Street tie bike.
You said we got to break.
You got a handcuff, man. Get out of there. I don't care. I'm like, all you doing is win or lose. So you got the break. You got a regular hand clutch, you got the break. But
no,
got,
I ain't. You say
like
I come with a damn four-way clutch, and I got the break.
You can come with a slide. I said you come with a slide, and your ass head up. I don't care what kind of clutch you got. Yeah, head up until I told you. Get this shit. See, you drunk. You forgetting. You got all the family. What's wrong with you?
Man, look. I'm cool.
I just told
I'm
you
see
drunk
you.
Hand what I was going to do.
I'm going to see you hand clutch to hand clutch.
You ain't going nowhere.
You're an 8-second racer.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't gonna leave South Carolina, North Carolina, where the hell you ain't going nowhere.
Figure eight. What you gonna do, figure eight?
You ain't gonna race.
I figure what eight I'm gonna run.
18, 8, 20, 8, 30.
I'm gonna tell you that now. Mr. Bonneville.
Man, you got my damn stomach hurt, man. Shut your drunk ass up, man. Hey,
I come. Hey, you know the old mother gonna laugh? A motherfucker with $1 million and some fake ass earrings.
Yep. What else are you talking about?
Look. Why you sound so personal when you do that? Why, Mr. Carvin? Why?
Man, this goddamn, man, Alex is a drunk, man. He is a public drunk.
Man, and I mean, every time you see me, ain't gonna be
he's
no other
drunk.
Way.
Put your shirt and shit on, man. Shine. Just have to respect Ryan.
Shine.
Put your shirt and shit back
real,
on.
Real talk, though. You do know we have that race up there.
What race?
That Big 8 race. You coming to get in it?
What race?
That $300 entry and $5,000
man,
to win.
I wish I would. Where you going to have
Piedmont.
That?
At Piedmont.
You got to pay $300 to get in, and y'all pay, y'all. You got to pay $300 to enter, and it's $5,000 to win.
Yeah, it's the Big
well,
8 race, Rasheen race. June 14th, ain't it?
What's the rule, Alex?
No rules.
So
no
you
got to
take a slick bike and race a slick bike.
No, if you got you come with a slick, you come with a slick.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you if everything goes, you so you know, might have some street type bike. You they ain't gonna run in there with the slick bike.
So we can bring a top.
But what I'm telling you, Ryan got a bike.
Oh, so you're just trying to get talking about $5,000 for all the big bikes then. Just say it like that. All good.
It's called the Big 8, man. It's called Grudge Bike.
So they said
like,
the 8. So they said the 8 bikes, right?
8? I know. Whoever come, come. The more people come, the bigger the pot get.
June 14th in Piedmont.
Yep. And you know that's a good track now. Don't play like that now.
Yeah, that's why I whoop your ass at. It's a good track.
And then where you test that mom's at too, ain't it?
That's
where you test that mom's at.
That's why I whoop your ass at.
And then where you test that other monster. The only we knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that where we went? Is that
where
we went?
Yeah, Piedmont.
Where
you shipped out all them gears and you still seen the
number. Yeah, man, I didn't know that's where we got the type we was at.
Yeah. Piedmont.
I didn't know that shit, man. That's why I didn't know that.
Yeah, Piedmont.
No, because it was real dark and it kind of cold.
Hey,
like
you know, yeah, it wasn't 8 degrees. Tell the truth.
Yeah, that was a good bike.
Okay.
Hey, Alex, where that guy at that had that little 1,000, man? Where he at? Where he at, Alex? You hear me, Alex?
He must be drinking a beer right now. Taking a piece of eating a piece of chicken.
Hello.
No, he taking a piss.
Man, forget y'all, man. How the hell y'all know, man?
What I tell you, sir? Hey, that camera I set up in the crib work.
Yeah.
Hey, I got that camera vision in his crib. It work.
Uh huh. Yep.
y'all mother right there, man. I'm telling you.
Man, he just hey, can y'all imagine what he look like, man, standing over there with his pants? His pants all the way down to his ankle. He ain't got no shirt on.
I got my tank top on.
Hey, that's probably standing over there. Buck naked pissing, got a beer on the counter. He got a beer in there with him.
Hey,
man.
He got a hole on the wall.
Man, that fool there, man. Hey, Alex, where that boy had that little 1,000, man? I ain't seen him in a long time.
Oh, man.
You know who I'm talking about, the little young cat that had that 1,000 that I rode that night.
Yeah. He got fucked up.
Good, man.
He ain't been the same.
Oh, man, what happened to him, man? I like that dude, man. He was cool.
Man, we had a good time, but hey, that's why I tell people, racing and junk talking is racing and junk talking, man. Like, don't take it that serious, you know what I mean? They don't know where people come from, you know what I mean? Everybody know everybody, man. It ain't that serious. It ain't worth fighting, it ain't worth all, it ain't worth falling out about.
No.
You know?
I know that man. That was a good cat, man. I like him, man. I noticed I hadn't seen him around, man. He's only used to be around, you know, at the races.
Oh, no, that nigga, hey, yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, he going with me.
Damn. Who you want, boy? You need some good people to that stuff sometimes, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Good people sometimes. Hey, man, is anybody, who else coming to Memphis, man? I need to know who coming to Memphis, man. Let's get some book, man. These boys in Memphis. These boys in Memphis, they're going to stand their ground. They're going to take care of business. ZXT and Kid and Quinn, all them boys, they're going to handle business when them folks get in. Who coming for them? Is anybody coming for them?
We'll need you to say a goddamn Quinn. You sure know what to say. You know what to say.
These boys coming for them. I wonder what they're going to do.
So they're going to stay behind you.
They said they're coming with a chain, and they're coming with a ball and a chain for that big 10 kid, dude. They're going to beat the brakes off his ass when they catch him.
Hey, Shine, you just bring that ZX9, Shine.
Hey,
that's what you do.
They're going to bring a ball.
Shine got a
ZX9?
What do you do with a ZX9?
Shine's supposed to have a ZX9.
Hey, Shine,
he's supposed to.
I got a raise for you, Shine.
What you got?
Shine.
What?
I got a raise for you.
What you got?
Let's 10 stack Wiggle and Avo Mile on CJ Bike.
Who?
10 stack. Motor 10.
I don't know who
you're talking about. Street tie.
Let him wiggle in the
heat. Yeah, with dust riding.
I tell you what I would do.
No.
Now, I ain't gonna, the ZX14 is too heavy to be giving a 10 to break through the 8. But I shake y'all ass up through the quarter.
I imagine that gas would catch us in the quarter.
I ain't got nothing to do with
that. If you take that gas off, we'll let you break in the quarter.
I know you will. We got a nicest bike. Get you a nicest bike and get up here.
We coming to see you. I ain't gonna say nothing
else. Get you a true... You know, CJ Bike is a true hand clutch, a regular hand clutch. No lock.
That's what AJ Bike can be.
Well, let's get out then. And
hey, we're giving you right away.
Let's get out then.
Hey, head up at 8 miles.
Head up in the quarter. I ain't run no damn 8. I tell you what, we just bet the 8 and the quarter.
Now, we run head up 8 mile motor to nitrogen. ZX10,
no,
big ass, unbelievable.
We're gonna run head up. We're gonna bet to the eight, and we're gonna do that. I ain't got no problem with that. We're gonna bet through the eighth and through the quarter. Same thing. Ain't no difference.
Shit. Now you gonna make it another race.
You know what, I ain't? You want your bike set up for the eighth? My bike set up for the quarter.
No, we're gonna see you hand clutch, quarter mile.
Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
Quarter mile. You see how drunks talk? They forget.
But, but why we can't run? You know. What happened to 1,000 you had? You supposed to been down with us years ago. With
what 1,000?
Hand clutch motor.
Oh, that boy. I don't know about that bike, man. I don't know about that boy's bike. You know, people change. Things happen to down
there. Oh, yeah. I ain't knocking
that,
but I'm telling you.
Yeah, things change.
We
people
still
change.
Want to get your ass, motherfucker.
Well,
you
can get me. I'll be going to all these races. I ain't seen you at one yet.
Man, I've been goddamn. Hey, I've been on the drinking spree. Fuck it.
Man, quit. You about to quit.
That what you want? That what the hell I've been doing? Getting drunk.
No,
nah,
well, you
I
need to quit,
lie.
Man, because that's why you talking like that. Stop, man, because next Wednesday, we expect you to talk a lot better, man, if you just slack up on drinking so much. See, because right now you're
well,
talking about
ass
again.
I'm going to call it right now. Hello, sir. What
you're
would you like me to say?
Again.
I have been drinking alcohol.
Man, quit drinking and eating all that damn chicken, man. You stay getting your brain hot. You getting your
man, I don't give a damn. The doctor said everything good on the internal. I don't give
man,
a damn
you
about
ain't
that.
No, you ain't been to no damn
fun.
Doctor. You ain't went to no doctor.
Shit.
He can't take your blood, man. You
all
got too much alcohol in your damn blood.
Hey, if y'all boys, I just wish.
Quit wishing. Until you wishing and watching, man, you so fucked up in the head right now. You don't know you're going to come.
Hey,
what
all y'all
boys
I do is for,
hey. Hey, Ryan.
Real talk, though. Shine.
What?
Who you think the baddest rider is?
Shit, me? Who the fuck you think I'm going to tell somebody else? You think I'm going to tell somebody else? Me? I think it's me.
I think Dust is. Real talk.
Okay, well, that's good. That's what you're supposed to think. I think Dust is
and
good.
And I think he only has to be y'all weight to beat y'all. That's
okay,
but
well, I like that boy. I like
if that
boy.
If that boy was down tiny like y'all boys.
I'm not tiny, Alex, so don't get it twisted, man. I ain't never been under 150, 145 since the best. I ain't never one of them little fella like dude. I ain't never been.
Hey, but I'm going to tell y'all. We're going to see.
You know what, Alex? I don't know about the other kids and all that stuff you got, but that's a good kid. You did a good job with that kid there. That's a nice, respectable kid there.
He's a racer.
He's a good dude, though. But his daddy, I don't know, man. I don't know.
His daddy is
a damn. Man, I don't know, man.
Not riding nothing else in his life.
I don't know, man, about his daddy.
Hey,
I'm saying his daddy.
Fuck the daddy.
His daddy, what did he get by? His daddy, what did he get by? Something to get retired.
long as the kid and the mechanic doing good, the daddy good. He don't need nothing. Hell, he drinking beer, cooking out. No, the hell the daddy want to do. Like Ryan ain't gonna do nothing. If Ryan ain't gonna ever come back. Ryan.
Man, we talking about racing, man. Who on the grass line gonna race, man? We know if Steve might show up, because
I'm asking
show,
y'all
we know
about
Steve gonna race.
Steve might.
What?
He coming out. My buddy coming out now.
I'm
going to watch the damn dude when he comes to the track.
I'm just talking about the people that are racing.
I'm going to clean his damn car when he pull up. So everybody in the camera can see me watching the damn car.
Watch your car.
See? I'm going to watch the damn car when he comes.
We
don't
need,
y'all
going to
laugh like hell and clown me. But when y'all see Johnny walk around that motherfucker looking like somebody that stole something from y'all ass.
Man,
y'all ass.
Man, we don't give a damn
right.
Who walk up beside it. You know, hey, it is what it is. They win, they win. They lose, they lose. Hey, we ain't going to lose no sleep, man. As long as everybody have a safe pass down, don't nobody fall and get fucked up. Everything going to be all right.
Yeah. I don't care nothing about racism. I don't care nothing.
We ain't tripping
like
that.
There ain't never no hatred, man. Not with me.
No, we ain't tripping like that, man.
Hey, real
you
talk,
be in the race.
If we don't talk junk, though, it ain't no fun.
But you know what? You got to get in the ring to know
when I bear fuck with them blonde ass eyebrows, I don't want them bitches shining
one,
up.
It's
the
ones. The only ones I got a problem with is the ones that think they can win the race, but they will never get in the ring.
Oh,
them
no,
the
I don't like
I got
that.
A problem with.
Don't talk no junk with me, and don't run.
They ain't gonna get in the box. You got to have this. You got to turn this off. You got to give them this. You got to do this.
No,
do this.
I don't like that race.
Put your ass in the box.
I don't like that.
Look at no.
Ain't gonna knock that.
I'm telling you, get your ass in the box, man, and go for what you know. You win, you lose. What the hell? What the man say? You learn, you live to fight another day.
John Ford wins.
Get your ass whooped, just get your ass whooped.
John Ford wins a championship and lose a lot of races.
Yeah.
Ain't the end of the world.
That's right. He's going to race another day.
All right, let's move a little further. Is anybody else out there going to raise like Charlie said? Yeah.
Anybody got anything locked in or booked on or what?
Hey, everybody got quiet, man.
Hey, Chris.
I'm a C fan. Call some of my C people. Shit.
I think C representative is on the phone tonight, man. I think they just waiting to hear the magic word, man.
They just probably ain't saying, they kicked the feet. Well, I already know Steve coming to race. There ain't no question about that.
After you bumped them lips last week, that bitch was probably shit. You better be ready.
We're going to be ready now. Don't you worry about
that. We got another caller here, guys. 6775.
What's up, Slick?
What's going on, Mike?
Oh man, shit! You know, when it gets close to race day, it'd be like you can't hear an elephant pissing on cotton.
It'd be quiet when it gets close to race time, don't it, Mike?
It sure do.
It gets real quiet,
boy.
Uh oh.
Boy, they get scared, and get quiet. Ain't no sense of getting scared. The boogie man ain't gonna get you. Get darker and darker.
He's gonna be lurking. Yeah, it's true. My wife gonna go in.
They sure get quiet. It get quiet when it get close to race time. It gets real quiet.
Man, it gets so goddamn real quiet. It's gonna be 2-3 people on the radio talking, but before when race day playing, it's gonna be on.
Man, I swear.
Woo-wee.
Hey, Mike, you don't think Steve's gonna run up?
Huh?
Mike.
Yo.
Oh.
He said, yeah. He said, yo, man. Can you hear?
Huh?
He said, what you want?
I said, is C going to run buck?
Yeah, C going to run buck.
Who going to win?
I'm going to tell you just like this. Buck them bike ain't showed me nothing. I'm going to be honest with you.
Real N-word just spoke.
The man just got his, he just basing his opinion. That's all he's doing.
And look,
and
this dude called me when they told me about the apple and that turd ass cocaine, and I got me a nice old bet on that.
I want that cocaine back because I don't like how that white boy walked up to me and called me.
Hey, look. Just stop you from choking and make sure Buck don't pay the pot.
Hey, Reggie said Mike. Motherfucker called me a pussy.
Hey, what? He called you what?
You was there when I ran that Angola bike and my boy wanted me to hit the second kid and I kept telling him.
And messed it up. Yeah, Henry, yeah. Yeah, I exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Blew
it up. You
come over there. You want to run you pussy? I was like,
what? I
see what's saying
that
20
minutes ago.
Mm.
Don't worry.
Hey, Mike. Real talk, Mike. That motherfucker, he ain't right, dog. Make sure you talk to Buck about the pot.
Oh, I
Buck had to cover the pot. We tore his ass up. I'm
going
to go.
Wait a minute. What you trying to say? Randy didn't have the money. Or Price didn't have
the
money.
What the hell I said?
What?
That motherfucker didn't have the money. Buck paid us to keep the peace.
Bro, I'm gonna tell
you. Ryan, you hear that shit, Ryan?
Yeah.
I already got beat.
That what happened?
With this pot money.
Well, I'm gonna be lying.
I ain't gonna get beat with this pot money no more.
I ain't gonna
tell you
no lie, bro.
Mike, I vouch for you on that shit, Mike. But what thought it was talking about some $200? You ain't no motherfucker running for no $200.
I ain't giving me no.
No. He ran over there and called us and broke name it was, dog. And then the motherfucker didn't have no goddamn money. I want to talk
Buck
to this
thing, man.
Buck, that's one thing I will never say about Buck.
Oh,
he ain't superficial.
Way back.
Buck.
Buck
a real dude, though.
Buck know when I'm ready. Buck know one thing. I'm coming. If I catch you slipping, if I can get you, Buck and Mouse, bro.
Hey.
Buck can go back when we had Debo and all them bikes we had back in the day, back in the 2000s.
Yep.
Buck know one thing. When I get them ready, I'm going to everybody. I don't care who it is.
Hey, but
you
know, you
going to beat me, I'm going to beat you. One of the two.
And yeah, that's the only thing that happens.
No love lost
at the
end of the racetrack.
Long
as the race
goes
down like it's supposed to go.
But you know if ain't no good junk talking, it ain't worth a damn
listen to. I know that, Alex. That's why I'm finna go get me a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra.
I got your
right.
Stuff. I'm gonna tell you that. Hey, and you want the boys to have on TV too, I'll be betting every time on you.
He probably got Chase sitting beside him. He got Chase. He probably got a whole Chase in front of
Hey, Sean, you see that belt
Yes,
you know that belt he has.
Man, what? Man, that's why we got a case of him sitting right beside him. Got a little ice chest right there. He got an ice chest inside that chair. Hey, Mike, he think he in the den watching TV, but he don't know his dumb ass sitting up in the kitchen.
I don't know, no joke.
Oh,
boy.
He's sitting in the kitchen, man. He's sitting in
that
chair.
Hey, Chris, give me hell, man.
In the middle of the kitchen.
Hey,
Ryan,
he was
looking at big ass rock in the middle.
The one with the dead in the middle of it.
Yeah,
he's
in the kitchen.
Boy, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
He got that
I can take
kitchen,
it. As much junk as I talk, ain't no one else I can't
take it. He know I got a drone in me.
That's
he ain't got no
fair.
Shirt on still. He still ain't got no shirt on.
I got my damn tank top on and my damn shorts.
Man,
you
go put some clothes on, man. You might have some. Man, go put some clothes on your ass, man.
You got that
bill. Don't dress, man. Y'all got what
don't
the shoes cost, though.
Don't get the trash out, man. You got the trash running over with goddamn beer can. Don't get that shit out the empty, man.
I ain't gonna tell you what the old lady put in the house for the beer can.
Hey,
you
ain't quiet.
No,
Mike,
I ain't gonna
tell
you that. Hey, okay, get on the phone.
Hey, Mike,
y'all. Bye.
You know how it is, Mike, when you get ready to go to the dentist, and it's all good, goddamn, 2-3 months when you get that appointment. But that day you gotta go to the dentist, you get real quiet.
So that dentist pull that needle out, the dead in them gums, everything get all quiet.
That's how it is. Ain't nobody talking what but shit. Yeah,
right.
Nobody talking. Quiet,
Chris,
man. Quiet out here, boy. It's quiet out here.
Next time to get ready to have a race, we got to close the show down 2 weeks before the race.
Yeah.
Everybody
call
in. Everybody scared.
Everybody listening.
Hey, Mike, you know what? I want to see what these Memphis boys going to do. I want to see when these folks come to the race. I want to see what these Memphis boys going to do. I want to see if they're going to stand their ground like they said they're going
to
do.
No, they ain't going to ride to the track. They're going to be coming to look like they're a villain.
I'm gonna come out. I'm bringing my little old stock wheelbase out down the gate. You remember that little stock wheelbase I had back in the day? I'm bringing them all out there. Ain't been running 6 years.
Man, they gonna say you got to give them something. Guarantee you. Uh-huh. They gonna say you're a professional. I'm gonna tell you, give you a little heads up, man. Y'all can't raise you. You're a professional. That's what they gonna say.
I was born and bred in the streets.
Mm-hmm. They gonna say you're a professional, man. We can't. You got to give up some. Why you see? Then you stop wheelbase.
And push it.
I told you, man. And push it, man. They ain't gonna race that, man. They gonna slow it down. You got something going on.
You know what I'm talking about? That little red and black.
Yeah, the burning and black. Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about. I know exactly the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm bringing him out of mothballs. He's been locked down in mothballs. I gotta bring him out.
Bring him back out. Yeah, bring him on. Come on over him.
I should have sold them Puerto Rican boys. Them boys
offered
me $30,000 for that bike.
Man, you should have sold that Islamic boy and looked at him and said, man, look
at him. I'm going to make me a trip up there just to make me a shakedown and see if they're going to still give me that money.
Mm-hmm. Come on up here. They'll be out there on the gate. You know, all the scared boys, they don't want to race at the track. They'll be running to the gate. Let's go to the gate. Let's do it on the gate.
I'm bringing it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, Ryan, man, it's the quietest it ever been on Rush Talk.
It's 2 weeks for the race.
Damn.
Watch next week.
Next week ain't nobody going to call, is it?
What? They only had two, three people. Just like you got. Boy, they went Facebook out.
Next week, Chris, you got to call me, ain't you?
Yeah. Facebook, Mike, whatever this shit going to be on. I mean, weigh them out.
Next week, Chris will have to call me.
Yeah. Damn it, boy.
Stop.
Hey, yeah, I mean, the line is full, man, so there's no excuse for it to be quiet like this.
Ain't nobody trying to book nothing.
I'm trying to book something. You know,
it's always getting like this, though, when it gets close to race time.
All right, we got another caller here, guys. We got another caller here. Let's see.
Here they go.
7569. 7569, your line is open.
What up, fellas? I got a question for Mike and Sean. Y'all been in the game a long time. Say, for instance, you got a 1,000 instead of, like, Ryan bike versus an all-motorbike in an 8-mile. What would be a fair race? Overall, about 220 pounds.
Wow. 220 pounds, all-motor.
What about a boost of all motor, the 1,000 a gear? What would be a fair race? Yeah, that is a head-up fair race. But that is a head-up fair race, though, seriously, because that motorbike is probably stronger to the eight than that nicer bike, and they both weigh about the same, so that's a head-up race to me. Okay, what about out the back door?
Out the back door, that's a different story. That's a different story. Now, what you need to do is to make it an even race, bet to the eighth and bet to the quarter. That way you got to be if you do, you break even. Because you got to be right in on being a nice bike to the eighth.
Okay. I got you. The reason I ask, we're with LOD. We got an all motor booster. We tried to run Kia's on. We wanted the brake, but he didn't want to get a brake. You only want to get a back tire. Yeah.
With a nicer bike?
We got a motorbike.
Yeah, Killzone 1000 gets their boost. Motorbike.
We tried to run Killzone with a motor boost all the way out the back door in Louisiana. He was he ain't going to race.
He ran out there hollering, and couldn't get a race. And we tried to run him out the back door with a motorbike.
He wouldn't go.
You probably just wasting your time right there. You'll come out better than that topic to
I believe you're right.
Miss Tudor, come on.
You'll come out better at Rachel Tudor. Tudor will try that down there.
Say what, Ron?
Tudor will run. But I wouldn't go down there to that town and race. They track these guys down there.
Hey, man, track ain't got it, man. Y'all spread bad that night. We went down the track. Y'all spent bad as shit. Y'all asked for the lane that y'all said was good. I mean, y'all asked for the lane that y'all felt was right. We took what y'all called the shitty lane and made a clean face.
Y'all went on the damn fast bike, though. Y'all was on the street bike.
Now, look, talking about when we ran y'all blue boots.
But see, what y'all did was, the whole table was on the track. We talking about when we first got there. And we tried to make a pad with the big bike. They wouldn't even get on the side line.
That track would not hold y'all big bike. Y'all ain't do that much spin, and y'all made the right decision by putting it up instead of tearing it up.
Yep, exactly. Right.
Now that's how I did it. But when we came back around with them street dogs, like straight off the trail, y'all felt about two or three hours later, though.
You know, after they done worked on the track some more, you know, got the track a little better. That was late on that night.
Yeah. It was that night then.
Yeah, that
one
on that night.
But that's, I tell you what, I don't know. I want to say he might come to Memphis. If he come to Memphis, I'm quite sure he'll run y'all again.
If they bring their street-side bike, I'll run them back with their street-side bike.
Yeah, well, I know me and Tootie and a couple of other guys coming, but I don't know, because I don't know that bike going to get out of work yet. But I really don't know.
Hold up. Is Tootie bringing any bike?
Huh?
Is Tootie bringing any bike?
Yeah. The saw gonna be out there, the motorbike, the street type bike, and a hand clutch 1,000 on gas.
Okay, well, we're gonna get some action for Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we got something around. We good.
Yeah,
we good. We know eyesight gonna work. Yeah, we good.
Yeah, those guys out of Birmingham coming with that goon bike. Little Rat's supposed to come out there with a hand clutch bike.
With gold, out of Birmingham with a gold bike. What gold bike?
Goon, no, that goon bike.
Goon bike. Okay, I got you. It's good. It ought to be quite a few bikes, so it ought to be some good action right here. Just an all day group. I hear somebody.
And he's supposed to run Lil Rat back. And he riding that 2-part bike, a steel wheel, versus Lil Rat, getting Lil Rat the back side again.
Oh, Lil Rat been getting away from him.
Hell no, Lil Rat got the guy down. Y'all ain't on fame, but Lil Rat got the goddamn dog pissed beat out of yesterday.
Oh, no, I ain't on Facebook, so hell, I don't be.
Well, you can go on YouTube and see it. Grudfest LOD Part 1.
Grudfest LOD,
yeah.
Okay, I got you. Right, when I get off here, I'll click on and see what's going on.
I think Big Booster Wheeler gonna try to bring that nice bike he got out there called Alley Cat and the Cheetah bike.
The Cheetah bike. We're gonna run that Cheetah bike with our street type bike, y'all. Don't say that. I'm gonna put the undertaker on that street type bike, that flat type bike. I'm gonna bring my blue undertaker bike that I had out there that night. I'm gonna run that one down.
Damn it, bro. I know Willie Hill asked about when the raid was. I don't know if he's gonna try to make it or not. He got a nitro boot. He got a nitro street type boot.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I got a question, actually. Has anybody heard from Jumbo, man? Is he y'all boy with his bike up?
Say what, Chris?
I'm saying, has anybody heard anything on Jumbo with his bike?
That's why I be kissing you on the y'all.
Yeah, they been saying for the last year and a half that Jumbo's coming back out. I ain't seen Jumbo since two star ride, boy.
Get your butt down here. Sit down.
Mm.
I know Grill said on Facebook he bringing a
a little short street top bike on, nicer hand clutch.
Okay. Man, I just want to see some racing, that's all.
Hey,
well,
I don't want to come all the way out to Memphis and that we have a cookout.
Let me reframe it. I want to see some of these top grudge race battle it out. That's going to
hey,
set
well,
the
know,
pace
well,
for the rest
well, you know,
of the
you know what, Chris? And this is what I've determined. All of them skate. See, skate. Ain't need no sugarcoating this shit. You know, I just say what y'all scared to say. All of them scared.
That's going to kill the rest of the race for the rest of the year, I think, because you got the
shit,
top
no,
bikes
Chris,
going
you
got to
realize, them big boys, they get their ass whooped. They got to get them some get back.
Yeah, but some of them ain't going to want to get back, man. It's just going to – I think that's going to be that one race. Well, as far as those two that race, they may run a rematch, but as far as the other people that's out there watching, I think, man, that's going to shut it down for them.
I don't know. Hey, if I had a big bike and I felt that I brought my best package, goddamn, a man beat the dog piss out of me, I'll leave that man alone. I can pick on somebody else. I'll let you go back
now,
to the top and come back with a bigger
now,
bag.
Now, that's mean I'll be talking about them big numbers. Right there. Because you might not get for one shot and hit them in the nose. And you got to make it count.
Yeah, I'm going to see a bag about that is. I feel most of the what we call big fights, I feel all of them are kind of neck and neck. I feel all them big races gonna be won on the tree.
Yeah, that I would agree with you.
You know, so, I mean, if it's a global race, $2,500 to a pot, why not come back and try it again? It ain't too many motherfuckers out here gonna take a $10,000 loss and come back week after week after week lose a $10,000. I guarantee you, they gonna disappear for long. Look at back in the days, all them cats that were running for them $30,000 and $40,000. How many of them you see still in the grub game?
Man, I just want to see some race. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel a smaller pie get more race. I could be wrong.
Man, I want to see some. Well, I know it was a race brewing on Facebook, but I don't know if anything happened or came out of it. I think other than Steven and Buckle, I think they got several races locked. Well, I ain't gonna say locked in, but scheduled to happen. So I'm trying to figure out how many other bikes gonna go down the track for it with some grudge race.
I don't know, the way Randy and them talking, I mean, what's the name of them talking with that cocaine bike calling me like they ready?
Mike, who they gonna put on cocaine? Tackle Box?
I don't know.
I ain't never seen that damn bike get down the track.
It's gonna be interesting. Building
it's a pretty bike.
Yep.
Maybe next week everybody gonna come on, man. No shine.
Ain't nobody
gonna
come on. Like Mike said, the closer you get to the race, the less people gonna get on him. That's for real.
No,
I know that. You're going to be we calling got, me. Hey,
Shine.
Hey, you know anybody
want to
be on the
go? We got another call here, man. This guy may want to come on the field, man. We got 8734. 8734, your line is open.
They probably just missed the name.
I tell you what, though, Chris, I'm going to be up in the window serving popping champagne.
Do anybody know that Ross and them coming out there getting that street top out?
Me and Buck and Shine, I'm going to be up in the window serving.
What they got? I thought they were going to have a street tag player. Me and Buck and Shine, I'm going to be up in the winter circle taking pictures and popping champagne. Hey, Mike. Hi, y'all. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to start calling y'all CeCe. Yo, Mike. I don't know. Man, where is CeCe? She ain't got on now. CeCe, Chris, you going down this weekend?
No, I won't be in Hattiesburg this weekend. They got those guys coming over from Texas with some 10-5 outlaw cars and stuff, so I'm going to be down there.
That's Sunday, huh? Oh, yeah, both days.
Oh, when is it? It's this Saturday.
All right, they got that thing and no problem. They got a little bike thing and no problem Saturday.
Man, them boys bringing all of Texas over here, man, to get on Bad Apple next week.
Who is Bad Apple? I want them to get on that motherfucker. I want them to taste that motherfucker so they want them getting their mouth and shit in it and burn their ass and jump off before they kick over dead. I want them to jump on that motherfucking badass motherfucker, real some bitch. Ooh wee, that thing, that bad. You know, I was doing a whole lot of testing last year with it, right?
Right.
You know me. You know when I get that shit ready, you know where I'm gonna talk shit.
Yeah.
I tell them. When I come for you and say, let's do it, I don't want to hear no excuses. Get your ass in another lane and let's motherfucking dance. Dancing with the stars, baby.
That's it. That's it.
Man, you know, they're going to be like you at a bar.
They're going to be like you at a bar.
That first big bad motherfucker got a check that you knock him out. You ain't got to worry about the rest. You want to see them
something? Oh, I'm doubting. Oh, I'm going to get him, but we were supposed to race that Chris race before.
They burn up. They burnt their motor. They burnt down when you couldn't light on. They got a little Procopio hat, Charlie. Some of the outlaw bike. That one with the outlaw bike. Yeah, it's an outlaw bike. Oh, that's what they got. Yeah, I'm gonna be Matt Dillon, shoot his ass on down.
I just said they get Procopio with it. No, they ain't get Procopio with it, but they ain't got nothing. I got some. Man, I was asking a few people over there, I said, man, how you think this race gonna go? Man, them dudes was telling me, man, Texas, we rolling with Texas, man. So I'm like, I'm glad they're all the ones that want to roll with Texas. Just tell them to get in line. We taking all five bits.
We taking all five bits. Everything they want to put on the side, tell them to get in line. We're going to be like the school teacher used to be when you was in trouble. And she tell all y'all, get your ass in line, get this ruler. Well, all y'all ass to stand up. So when I just come by, I'm just going to have my pen and paper, taking each one of y'all money. Well, shit, I ain't going to have no pen and paper. I'm just going to take it and put it in my pocket. Yeah, I think Jay Will got a race with him as well, too, I believe.
Yeah, they ended up liking that race over there 1400. You know, that's a run back right there.
Yeah, they won't do real bad too, man.
Hey, Mike, what person did over there? Is person that went in to retire?
No, my boy Chris talked to Person the other day. First day, he's finna make him a comeback. He coming back new and improved. I can't wait for him either. I just can't wait.
Yeah, he said he's finna make him a comeback.
Ooh. He said he had to bag off for a little minute, get a few things straight. But he said he's finna jump back. He coming back.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to get back either, boy. That was a nice little hunk of beer. Nice little piece of hunk of beer right there, boy. Hey, Superman gonna be there with his bike?
Chris? I know Soup made a post. Let me see. Soup, if you're on, man, press 1 where you can come on and clarify some stuff, man.
Soup don't
want
to come talk to us.
I had his number in my phone.
Look,
he's been kind of quiet, but...
You know, I want Soup them down there. Soup them went into retirement behind him.
Uh-oh. He's been out there talking a little noise, so he... I'll shoot you, man.
That little one K left a bad taste in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want no more of that. They want you to come back for a rematch.
Golly, man, it's quiet on him. And it's a whole hour in.
Hey, wow.
Where Alex at?
All right, Mike, hold on, man.
Hey,
we may have Soup here now. Hold on. Well, what's up with it?
We don't care about Soup, man. We already know Soup. We don't care about Soup.
Somebody got the window down on the vehicle or trying to talk on the phone or something else because it's got a...
Yeah, I was finna ask Sean, you driving that damn truck? No, it ain't on me. Goddamn, somebody driving
that
truck.
That might be my truck. I'm in my truck on the way to North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Sound like they got a goddamn hurricane, a tornado coming through this.
Nah, he ain't gonna let one up.
Hey, but yeah, they got a slick, nice and slick boozle.
Mm-hmm.
And they been whooping with, they gonna whoop everybody with it.
We might, as I take care of these other little bikes and these other little two little races I got pretty quick.
I ain't gonna be trying to hang around all day. I'm trying to race. I get there. We can knock them right
man.
Off. That's right. You know, it's right. Race. It's right. All that walking around all day long to see who gonna do what.
Hey, so I done got two. Hey, I done got too old. When it get dark, I can't see at night.
Hey, Mike, you going to spend the night down there, and so we go down on Beale Street Friday.
Man, the last time I went on Beale Street, man, they bust all the windows out of my truck.
Huh? What?
They bust all the windows out of my truck.
Why did they do that?
Oh, shit, somebody broke in that bastard.
We got a good one of them garages up there.
Yeah, no,
that's right there on Union.
You're
going to come off on Union, I think, right there.
Yeah, I know you talking about that. That's why I parked the night before, but she wanted to be cheap and parked down on that other end. We came back there. Oh, yeah, went in and took radar. Dumb bastard left all the money in the computer sitting on the back floor and took the radar detector and about $5 worth of quarters.
Oh, shit. Well, you know what?
See, Memphis
ain't gonna be going on.
They're
gonna be coming to police down there. Ain't none of that shit gonna be going on anyway.
Oh, man, that motherfucker gonna be full of police down there. You know what?
Yeah,
they got
Mrs. and May.
So we're
going to
party like a motherfucker.
Goddamn,
I'm
going to
get you drunk
down
the motherfucker.
You know, my spot is down there, though.
Man, you can't be respecting my race, man.
Yeah, we're going to fall off and went with it.
And let me ask y'all, how far that gate from the track?
About 10 miles.
Yeah, about
25 minutes. About 25 minutes. It ain't bad.
Yeah, it ain't really that far, really, because you can take from the track, if you leave going like the way I come in, Charlie, you can go straight on down there to it. Just keep straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're talking about.
Nobody else talking about no racing, man.
I can believe it. Cause it getting close to the race. That's how I do it. Close to the race.
Man, see, the man can't stay right yet, so that's reason they don't want to talk yet. So you know what I'm saying? And I understand, cause it's some pressure. And they mess around. Keep talking, boy. I might let Charlie get on the bus bike, and we do something.
Oh,
man. I heard little Richard say something kind of jazzing there, but I let Charlie run feeding them bike on buck bike, but that's what I think.
Let him come down there in the snake meeting. When you do this type of racing, anything can happen on racing.
Yep.
You never know what will happen unless you know your machine is top A1. And nine times out of ten, when you do that, you still have mistakes that can be made.
You're right. Got them guaranteed in drag racing.
Goddamn, Tommy Bowden called my phone, Sean.
Tommy Bowden, where's Tommy, man? Where I boy Tommy at, man?
The bastard called my phone. I called that ugly bald head brown looking bastard back when we get off.
Tommy, just
like brown, dog.
Hey, Mike, ain't you and CC locked in? No, man, that man
going to some little other track, man.
Oh, man.
I was trying to pay for him to come on down here.
He ain't that important to pay to come.
That dude Roger going to give him some money to come to his race.
What it is, I don't think he got his motorcycle running, man. Because it wasn't running in that office. He can't do nothing, man.
He ain't running that old train bike up there. Sean, listen to what I'm going to tell you.
He's going to run that gold train bike up there at Roger's event. But that damn gold train bike place, Duck Goose up there, Maryland. Give it a couple more months and watch the same talk you're going to hear again. I promise you. Hey, look, Chris, is there any got that track straight out there in Hattiesburg yet?
Man, it's been coming around. That's one good reason I want to go down there Saturday because, like I said, these 10-5 outlaw cars and pro mods coming down there. So if those cars get down the track, then we may be on to something. But I want to go see for myself.
Yeah, because I remember you said one time that the guy was selling us some bull crap stuff. They had it cut half and half or something.
Yeah, they've been improving it because, like I said, there's some street bikes down there, and so 4-4 is so good they hadn't had any problem.
Yeah.
So we really won't know until a bike making some horsepower come down there and try to make a blast down through there. But if high horsepower cars go down through there this weekend, and like I said, we may be on to something. But I got to see
man,
it in my own eyes.
Man, I saw a car do a burnout, man, and kick up a whole chunk of the track with the rubber, the concrete, everything kicking by the ground.
Yeah, we're standing right there trying to roll up the track. We can hear it go down the track.
Wow.
I'm just
Chris, do you remember
that too?
Chris remember that too, because he remember we told him about it.
Yeah. So Chris, you gonna have a race down in Denton, Texas?
Yeah, that's my little Harley race.
Oh, Harley race over there?
Yeah. Harley race at ProMod.
All right.
I don't think about it, it's an 8-mile track.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the middle of the tri-city to run the 8-mile race. I can't let these big stallions out. These big stallions, too fast for them little bitty 8-mile track. I ain't got no little shilling pony. I got a full thoroughbred. I gotta let that big something breathe. So I need to build me something new.
I think this boy's been talking all with these ProMod bikes, because I think a few of them over there have been down in the low fours down. And so I can't wait. But like I said, I'm still trying to find a quarter mile track that. But I'm curious to see, man, when the rival come over here from Texas.
Oh yeah, we're gonna take care of that action right there, man. Yeah, they didn't know I had that. Man, I tell you. Man, it's kind of quiet on here, ain't
it? Yeah, it's quiet.
Man, hey, man, anytime you can hear Chris like you hear him, man, it's quiet. I swear I hear crickets. Anytime you can hear Chris talking like that, man, it ain't nothing going on. Look at him. Hey, Ryan. I told the missus, boy, they got their ass off. But he just started realizing where he was at. He got that big ass rocket shell sitting in the middle of the kitchen. So he knew he was too damn drunk. He kind of scared, so he thinks we got a damn camera around the house. So we told him what he had on. We told him what he was doing. We told him, so he's paranoid right now. He gonna turn that house out of peace and look at that camera.
Right, I just got a message, man. Someone wants to know, said, if you, or will you run the salt bike if you give him the hit?
Look here, hey Chris, let me tell you the best thing. Tell them you don't deliver messages. Tell them all your lines are open. They call in and ask their own questions.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, Chris? Tell them you ain't no messenger, you know? You know what I'm saying? Let them get over here and get what they show for. They can get over here and ask their own questions.
Okay.
Tell them you're doing enough hosting the show. That's all you're supposed to do is host the show.
And why they come over here begging you in the first place?
Somebody here.
Man, we got another
Oh, man, this is what I was thinking about, boy. My partner got so much horsepower that I heard he chucking, he got so much horsepower, he chucking them off down the track.
Man, Eddie Kane played him. Look, man, Joey Glassbone. Y'all, I know y'all heard of Joey Glassbone. He riding 42 in the 6-7 club. He was a bad boy. Man, Joey got on Eddie Kane down in Maryland and let that two-step go, that two-step stumble for a minute. And when that two-step come on, that motorcycle chunk that man, throw that man, pull that. I'm talking about, look at him. It did everything, but the motorcycle did everything but fall on top of the man.
Who there?
Eddie Kane.
Who was on it?
Joey Gladstone. Man, that motherfucker chunked that man off of it.
What was Joey Gladstone on?
And look, the device threw him off, and the device fell back down on the track, got up against the wall, straightened up, and eased on down the track by itself, and just fell over. Then you remember just bend the handlebars a little bit and put a little stack on the track. That's it.
Oh, so you flipped Eddie Kane over?
Yeah, Eddie Kane flipped him over. Eddie Kane didn't flip over. Eddie Kane flipped him like a bucking horse.
My father got so many horsepower, he probably threw down a track by a jack damn himself. Look at him.
They put Ray Lee on. You know, that's Ray Lee. Ray Lee is the
doctor
of that horse.
Ray Lee rode that motherfucker, didn't he?
Yeah, like a bull. Look like he's on a dirt bike.
But he rode that motherfucker, though, didn't he?
Boy, look at him. Ray Lee didn't slip on backwards. But look at him. Eddie Kane is retarded. Eddie Kane is buck wild. Look at him. It's no control. Eddie Kane out of control, man. I don't believe nobody can ride Eddie Kane. I'm telling you right now. Nobody. Ain't nobody can make a full pass.
Look at him. Look at him. My motherfucking partner got so much motherfucking horsepower that motherfucker, the horses are starved. But he got a Bronco down there, boy.
Hey, Ricky Grayson made a full pass on it. He ain't twist the grip. That's why he made a full pass.
He was scared to lock that grip.
They fired Ricky right off the day. They fired. He made one or two fat. They fired him. He had to get with the grip. And as soon as Joey Glassstone got on there, that motherfucker throwed him in the middle of next week. Joey said he had a bad feeling when he left the line. Well, look him. That motorcycle did a number with that man out there, man.
And we couldn't really tell because the video that they had posted out there, we couldn't really see the full. I mean, we could only see the initial takeoff, but that was about it.
Man, when it took off, it stumbled a little bit. Then it slid him back on his hump. You know, it slid him on his hump, so he was out of control from the word go. And he was set back on his count. He had that throttle locked, and that boy went up in there. You know that it went up in there. Once it went up in there. Hey, it started wobbling. It was up so high, you know, with the wobbling side to side. They said they just threw him off of us. Eddie Kane come back down and rolled down the track by himself.
It says, see you later.
Man, that bike is possessed. That bike is possessed, man.
And it rolled straight, too.
That bike is possessed.
No, that's the type of shit I like.
Man, look at him. Ray Lee was walking. Man, look at that last time Ray Lee made when he left the line. That bike ran up in there. Hey, it looked like Ray was walking on the gas tank.
Your name?
Hey, it looked like Ray was walking on the gas tank, man. Ray did everything you knew, man. He's got to hold that bike.
Is that bike still 80 inches long?
No, it's going up a little bit.
They don't move it up, though.
It's 76.
God damn.
It's 76.
They might need to take it back some more than they start with it.
Man, look, Eddie Kane is possessed, man. He's gonna take a special person to ride Eddie Kane.
I seen when the bike slid down the track, sat back up, and got that went right along the rail.
Hey, I gotta call my partner Eddie Kane. I ain't never seen that. What we gonna do? I know who's gonna ride that bike.
Hey, Charlie, you might as well call him on the way to eat.
Hey, Chris, call Eddie Kane.
Huh? Eddie may be on here, man. Eddie, if you're on, man, Chris won. Let me see. We got him on. Let me see. All right, Eddie, you on.
Get Eddie Kane. Eddie Kane.
Yeah.
Hey,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a party plan for
one. She don't listen either.
Yeah, I'm gonna come. Yeah, I'm coming.
Well, you know, we ain't gonna have no peons in this motherfucking party. Then we gonna got it. Got it gonna be there, so we gonna kick it with God in there.
Got to
take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
we gonna be good.
Look, we gonna have the two kings of Memphis there, Shine and God.
Man, I'm Memphis, motherfucker. I had it in the tail
off when
I was in there on Brian ass with
them. Oh, yes, sir. Everybody
I had them boys laughing. I said, Brian, hold up, man. I said, man, you gonna steal some motherfucker. I said, man, turn this mic down. It ain't the mic. I need somebody to lock. Man, what does this motherfucker killing me? Trying to kill these people out here. Man, you gotta stretch this bike back or something, man. You gotta do something. Oh, they got to lock it. Oh, I can tune it. They got to lock it, man. Shit. They gonna lock it. You gonna be tuning this motherfucker off the ground. So they gonna drag your ass on the ground.
Man, he turned it down about 11 or 12%. Man, he took bad about, man, I'm gonna tell you, the more he turned it down, the wilder the bike got. I don't know what the world was.
Because that motherfucker been last, man, when he jumped up in there, I said, gate. look at Eddie laughing. He's still laughing around.
Riley, man, strap that motherfucker down and let's go.
Bye-bye. Riley,
Rayleigh, just scrap that motherfucker down and let's go home.
I bet Rayleigh went for that motherfucker did something ugly with Rayleigh that last pass. That motherfucker did something ugly with Rayleigh that last pass. I'm telling you now. That motherfucker, Rayleigh come up in there, I said, gay. Man, suppose he ride like a dirt bike.
Hey.
He was trying to mess with the problem and shit like a dirt bike. That shit was fun. Man, I said, man, Ray, stop this motherfucker down, man. Let's get the hell out of here. Let's go on. That motherfucker, I'm telling you, that bike is the best, man.
Hey, man. I'm
telling you, that shit was fun as hell, man. It's just easy, man. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck the man's doing.
If I ever get that power under control, though, somebody going to be in trouble.
Yeah, that motherfucker going to go and tell you something, man. That motherfucker boy ain't shit to beat. That motherfucker Hollis had their ass all over there. That motherfucker Hollis.
Did you change it?
You want to again? That motherfucker Moore ain't skipped the beat, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to go all over with the bike, man.
Now we can't get the motherfucker down the track.
All right, man. Listen, man. I tried to get that dude to go longer. I mean, everybody in the trailer was trying. Hey, dude, listen, go long. Even Teeley did it. So, man, you need to put 3 links in that bitch at least. Yeah, I try to tell him he. Man, it'll work like this. It'll go faster right here, right? You gonna fuck around, kill somebody? What you gonna do?
So real. Man, that bike standing up in the air, man. Like it ain't, man. Really got out there, man. Really,
you don't see
got all that shit coming in from the where it go.
It's the bike. It's
77
inches.
But you gonna be
82. Man,
yeah,
you showing it up? They said Brian got 100% of. They said when George Blessed got on that bike. Brian had 100%. They said he didn't have nothing to lay on the nitrous. Too easy.
What y'all get? Showing it up, Kane?
Man,
from last year, when we went to Rockingham, we probably shortened up maybe about the end. It was about 77 and a half, 78. But listen, this how. But you see when Rick, you see when Rick rode the bike, right, Shine?
I can hear it, Eddie. I'm not lying to you. I can hear it. It's like the bike had 10 gears. I can hear it.
But Rick wasn't, the bike wasn't violent when Rick was riding it. Listen.
No, it wasn't violent.
And it was on 20, it was on 28%. We turned all the way down to 17% when Ray Lee rode it. That goes to Rick wasn't fresh in the bike. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hmm. Ricky was easing in the throttle. He wasn't locking it. Cause I'm telling you, it was like on and off. It was doing some crazy shit. Cause remember I told you, yeah, man, sound like that motherfucker needs got 8 gears. Cause it changed them into different tunes. Like, he was getting on and off that night because he had to want to go.
Shout out to that bitch had 8 gears.
Man, I can add 8 or 10. I'm telling you, making that them different. Damn, I know he ain't got that many gears. That boy got about 6 gears. Why he's making so many different sounds? He's getting on all that night.
Yeah, that's what we're called. We pull up on the screen. Brian told us, man, damn, Rick said, you got to lock the bike. Hey, shit. He was scared to death. He wouldn't lie.
Hey, you know what, though? He might have been the only one with those fitted
things. He will. Hey, I bet he's saying now, I said, shit, y'all motherfuckers, hey, I know what I'm doing.
But I'll tell you something else I think about when Charlie rolled that yellow 1000 and Rick was hollering about saying I had my rocket.
Whoever rode that bike the first time, after they seen that song, they keep told, they said, God damn, I'm glad they locked that throttle.
Yeah, that's what I just said. He was one of those motherfuckers, I think.
Boy, that motherfucker and that motherfucker stayed up in there, boy. That motherfucker with that land pad ready made. That fool, he liked to grip out the gate. That boy jumped right up in the air instantly. I said, woo! Ray Lee was playing with that throttle like it was a dirt bike. That motherfucker might carry him exactly where he want to carry his ass.
in the air on the ground. That's right. He was riding the bike. The Bible's right. That's a perfect example of a motorcycle that rides the rider. That motorcycle riding him. He never was in control.
Hey, Shine, he talking about, I knew I was going to wreck. Shit, you knew you were going to wreck. You should have got your ass on that.
You should have even got your ass on that, motherfucker.
But that's what he said.
He knew he was going to wreck.
He knew he was going to wreck.
Remember, he wouldn't put his old suit on.
Hey, that's why he did it. He wouldn't change suit because he said, man, I had a feeling I was going to wreck. He went and changed suit and put his old suit on. And he told Brian, before he wrote, he said, man, the bike ain't on Willie, is it? He was scared before he got on it. Brian told me that before he got on it. He said, never rode my bike. He was scared before he got on it.
Yep.
He get hurt before he got on it.
And he got on that motherfucking van. Exactly what he wished for, he got it. That motherfucker carried his ass down to the floor. Right. They said he was all on top of his head. He said, that motherfucker, man, had him flipping. He said, that something's all on his head. His ass. Goddamn well. And the king had his ass all over.
You want to step up to the mic and be a singer, huh?
And then Eddie Kane bounced off the wall and rolled down the track by itself.
Oh, goddamn.
And then it got right to the other end.
Just fell over.
I said, look at this motherfucker. I get out of there. So I'm walking in. It's the main motherfucker. Just tore all the pieces. I said, huh? He said, man, motherfucker, dude, just tore the bike all the fucking pieces. I said, no, man. He said, man, he just tore all of it out there. I went out there and looked. I see the ambulance and all. Man, they motherfucker done tore some shit out here. Man, I get back over to the trailer. I'm looking for pots and shit to be flopping everywhere, pieces. I look at the chain. I said, that's the motherfucker he was off of this.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
What are the old guys that be representing
Seed Camp? Oh, I guess they waiting for the magic word, man.
What's the magic word? Tell me what the magic word is so I can push that button.
What's the magic word? Ready to race, man.
Now they waiting on their bottom man to tell them they're going to be able to race.
What's the magic word?
We're going to
be out of time in a minute.
Chai, you know Steve going to come racing. You know that. Steve going to come to race. That motherfucker, he said one thing. He don't talk shit. When his shit running, that motherfucker, he ain't hard to find.
But I tell you what.
That motherfucker ain't hard to find.
This is the loneliest, longest, grudge, sad-ass line I've been on since I was on grudge.
No, they done had some before, Shouting. Just a couple weeks ago when they got ready to have that last race, the motherfucker was ducking and dodging and wasn't saying nothing.
Man, I'm talking about this here. Man, nobody on this motherfucker but us. Now, this crazy, hell.
That's crazy.
Ain't no motherfucker on this motherfucker but us. I feel like we in an alley somewhere, man. We don't know where the hell we going.
Motherfucker, you out on the fishing pole fishing. What the fuck is this?
Oh, man. Golly.
Hey, if you got a street car bike down there that's pretty fast that you can bring down the Memphis for the boy too for the track. I got one. He got a little short bike. He gonna bring. Shawty know a motherfucker I'm talking about. You said it's an old motor bike. I'm gonna put him on ZX10 kid with the ZX10 and 4B4 fans and all that. I'm gonna put him on all them boys.
What about Halloween? Halloween, I'm gonna have Halloween down there. I'm not sure yet. I'm talking about this ZX10 kid, ZX10 kid boy, with all this whooping and twinning and with them fast bikes that let the street bikes draw on them. And he come running out there with two poplar with a tip on. I'm talking about he ain't ready.
You stupid, boy. You stupid. Boy, Shine, you rough, motherfucker.
Hey, look, I'm gonna bring. I got
my little stock wheelbase. I'm bringing out there push shift. Almost.
Look him, man. Look him. This boy had a regular street bike. I'm talking about 50 inches. A street bike, a regular everyday bike. We ain't got a cut. He ain't got no cut. He really don't think, but he got a real style, nicest booster.
And E-Boy said they'll run him head up at the track. Come on out there. Quinn jumped and broke his rail of fire plug and ran out there and showed him, man, look. My bike, something wrong with my bike. Look, fire plug tip went off. You know what's wrong with it. You look lazy. That's what they got wrong with it. I said, man, Twin, you ain't gonna let this little seat bike draw on you with a good bike. Man, I'd have found me some fire plugs, but I don't give a damn. It just me a messed up. They just gotta show me they can whoop me with a regular seat bike. I want to see what they're gonna do. All this talking, they've been on the internet, Facebook, and all this shit all year long.
Oh yeah.
I want to see what they're gonna do.
They don't have behind the king.
They don't have behind who?
The king of Memphis.
Well, Steve ain't got no little seat bike like that, but
they
can't hide behind
Steve. Steve
got a big boy bike,
so
they can't hide behind. No, they gonna
try to hide behind you.
No, they can't hide behind me. No, they can't hide behind me. And you have to fight them, place it on your own. You were tough before they got him. Yep. You should be tough now. You were tough before they got here. Don't hide behind me. I don't even
look
know.
Here. Look here. When they are, when they... I can't wait till they get up there and everybody call themselves Click Up. So
hey,
I see.
Here,
I know where I'm going to get my money.
Look here, I ain't from Memphis, man. I'm from Cordova, man. I'm not from Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Cordova.
Yeah. Well, you know I know when you say that. You might have to talk about my baby mama now.
Yeah, I'm in Cordova. You ain't in Memphis. You got to
drive
other ways to get up Memphis where I'm from.
Yes, sir.
Somebody put the phone on speaker. Bluetooth
yeah,
or something.
It was echoing. It stopped then.
Like Sam was DJing or something.
Yeah, it did. Sound like Sam. It still sound like he was DJing.
Who me?
Yeah. And then I know when I said something,
it
just carried on.
Yeah, I was saying I'm from Cordova. I ain't from Memphis. So they can't have behind me. Them boys coming for the Memphis boys. I'm in Cordova.
Y'all crazy. I'm coming to make some money, Shouty.
There it is.
Well, I'm going to make some money with you, buddy.
I'm coming to make some money. And like I say, some long bikes, I'm all motor, 58 inches. 58 inches. And some of them Nike bikes, all they need to let me move on the street. They can be 6 to 8. They can be 6 to 8, 7 inches, however long they want. Just let me move on that stock wheelbase. And I'm all nuts. And I'm all
that's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to
lose a job.
Yes.
I'm choking. I'm having this
now. ZX10 kid ain't got no money now. You might have to run him for a cheeseburger or something. He might owe you a cheeseburger.
Hey, Shawty,
you know. Hey, Twin, I'm from Cordova. You ain't from Cordova. I'm from Cordova. I'm not from Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'm from Cordova. Where you from? South Memphis. Where you from? South Memphis. I'
Google. You know why I said Google? Google me.
Well,
I can support my own, but I ain't gonna go run it and tell everything I know neither.
Hey,
that's one thing about it. I don't run and tell everything I know neither. Stay in the house neither.
Yeah. off.
Being pulled over.
Might be.
Ain't no police coming up in here.
They ain't calling up in there neither.
And ask me, can they come in? They can't come up in him.
What they gonna come in there for?
The police will come get the police ass if they come in here without asking.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, twin. They which end of the gate they still running from that back end back there where they used to run? They run on the front side.
They on in the back
end. On the back end.
Yeah, oh, where they used to run there. Right,
yep.
there. Right there by the bridge.
No,
it's on back. It's on back.
Or it's past where they used to run it.
Yeah. Way on back there in the back. Yep. Way on in the back. Right there by the rear yard back there.
Right
there by
that
concrete bridge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the concrete bridge.
Yeah, but they done built a Mr. Bitchy place down there. Right there, they built a big plant right there, so we ain't running that. We ain't doing that. But yeah, man, that's how it is, though, Mike. I can't go out my own house unless I can get permission. I had to push that button to tell them folks I'm leaving now. So y'all got to go back now. I'm leaving.
You got to let them know you're exiting the premises, huh?
Yeah, man, because they see a motherfucker. They see somebody they don't know, man.
They gonna put them Rockwilders and German Shepherds on them, huh? Pit bulls. They gonna put them chrome braces too. Don't forget them. And if they ain't careful, they gonna put them taser. If they ain't careful, they gonna put that taser on their head. If they try to run, they gonna get away.
Yeah, they don't get away from that 2,000 votes.
You gotta get in the chair.
Yeah, man. You know, you
come on.
You've been racing all these years, and kid, man, you supposed to have you somewhere like a castle or something. Man, you supposed to be living like a king. That's all these guys have here, man. You supposed to be living like a king. Hey, supposed to be.
Shit, Sean. All I do is me and my little one. We wrote 24 steps. I had out there putting the post-stock motor together today.
We're going to try to hit the post-stock motor together today.
Yeah, motherfucker say, that junk you got ain't gonna run no more. Motherfucker.
Oh, I don't know what happened. It's the one thing you didn't hit him, did you?
How about you?
I know you know.
How about you? How about you? I guarantee that junk I run that brand new shit y'all got. Motherfucker setting them people them brand new motors. Them bitches only running 250 back. Motherfucker, I had shit running 245, 246 back. 190.
Yep.
I won 100. I ran the last two races. Sure, this ain't no lie. Fred Camarena just bought a brand new motor. I showed up in Las Vegas motor when he finished putting together. I had that bitch in a box. Threw that bitch together and went out there and missed number 16 qualified by one foul and didn't have no backing pump.
Now, you know that has a real sensitive to them things. Yeah. That's Robin. That's probably Rob, what, 10 horsepower? 10 horsepower?
That's 10 horsepower.
Yeah.
That's a tenth and a half. Bitch went 707 with no vacuum. If I had vacuum, that bitch wouldn't have been about a 95, 94.
Yep. And just throw it together at the racetrack.
Just like Dallas. Fred went on there and told Eddie, now. Man, Mike showed up here with all this shit in the box, and I ran my brand new motor I just picked up.
Damn. I know Fred was hot, because he ain't been in that shit in a while. He's just not getting back in. So I know he hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But hey, boy, never mind us, Quinn. We talking about some boys. These post-talk boys, Quinn. I know you don't know about this kind of shit, man. So just keep put your phone on mute, because you don't know about this kind of shit. Now, what is this like? Dang.
Hey, Sean, you saw CJ put that time slip you had on the internet? When we was in Ohio when y'all first bought that bike from Trump. And that motherfucker showed you that 200 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You were like a 708, 210 mile an hour, some shit like that, 210 mile an hour.
I said, God damn. This shit is crazy. Yes.
Lord, yeah, I can't wait till the missiles come around, goddamn. All these bad-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, I just, man, we may do a 30-minute show next weekend, man.
Man, you better do a 15-minute show next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you... Maybe an hour show, Chris. Maybe 1 hour.
Nah, this how it's going to go, Mike. It's this how it's going to go. He's going to say, okay, everybody that's clicked into the bloodline, this is good talk to you. We're going to introduce you to your speaker, Chris Fancy Lover. He's going to say, okay, is there any announcements? Yeah. Somebody going to say, yeah, we'll call you back next week.
Well, Simon, you saying people are going to show up, but they just not going to come out here now and really say they gunshot.
Oh, man, see, all that old whooping and curb kicking and shit they've been doing all this time, now it's time to produce. Now they don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know it's time. It's showtime now. It's showtime. Mm-hmm. Life's counting all action.
All that
whooping and Facebooking and hollering about you, what you going to bet and what you going wrong, all this, now you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, he said he's going to Wichita already. He's going to Harvard.
Wow.
Some of them got to get a bike first, then they can bid and run.
I guess we had to catch him on the 7th.
20 bucks, twin don't run nobody.
Who?
20 bucks, twin don't run nobody.
$20
That's all we got. We got fun to work.
I bet I could run Ryan, be Ryan with y'all street top bike, and I come and meet you and lock that up now.
Ryan don't ride no motorcycle, man. Ryan don't ride. That man don't ride no bike. You know that
man
don't ride
no bike.
You
broke up before?
You a damn bike. How long ago that been?
Look,
about a year and a half ago. A year and a half ago.
Sweet. You already got a motorcycle.
I already know. They ain't got a motorcycle.
Hey, Shine, that cheetah bike you used to ride.
No, I asked the question. When I did it, right, what happened?
Yeah, boss, that's right.
Who? You had beat my brother. You with my brother.
Hey, yo, no. I'm
going to let you get in touch with your mama.
Get what? Oh,
hold
on. How about that?
Come on.
He looked kind of like Flip because his hairline started halfway to the back of his head. His name is Big Kid. I want you to beat his ass.
I'm trying to bring that motherfucker to race. I ain't got beat no.
Okay.
Ain't no member going to come with a short wheelbase booster and beat me on a long team. Did you hear what I said?
We got it. There it is, Mike.
Ain't nobody never gonna beat me with no short wheelbase booster with a long 10. You fool?
Okay, well there it is, Mike. We got a race, Mike. We got
now,
a race.
Hey, now, let me tell you something. Why don't you? Hey, hold up, Sharon. Then what I want you to do? Put that
Rubik's cube on top. Hey, what you talking about?
Hold on.
Hey. Look here, Mike. We got him. Huh? We got our man, Mike. All you got to do is move on. Mike, look here. Look here. You know, we've been moving on those two. All you got to do is move on. He's going to do everything he can do to move.
A Rubik's Cube. Hey, hold up. Hey, hold up. Put that Rubik's Cube wearing clothes that Ryan Robinson on there. Ryan Robinson looks just like a Rubik's Cube, man. Ryan Robinson looks just like a Rubik's Cube, and he said, like a Rubik's Cube, him and his motorcycle. Put him on there.
Boy,
the Rubik's Cube. Put the Rubik's Cube on there. Put the Rubik's Cube on there.
You bald head.
Hey, Ken, he was cute on there. Hey,
he had like that little group bike. I was trying to get on there for you. I could jump right on up.
Put the Rubik's Cube on there. Put the Rubik's Cube on there. Hey, Twin, Red Robinson, just like a Rubik's Cube, man. He just like a Rubik's Cube his bike, man. We waiting on it to come back out, man. He just like a Rubik's Cube is just on the phone. Let me tell you something. Bring Shine. This goes for anybody on this phone. Anybody come down there on the street with a short wheelbase booster gonna run that long 64-inch 10? They got all the action, boy. Do you hear me?
We got you. No, he ain't got
nothing.
We made Shine put that up, man. We beat the blood out of Shine down there with that bike, man. He quit with us. Ryan be on here talking about what he got y'all in the nigga staying a shotgun ass house, man. You don't mean to shoot straight to the back.
All right, guys, we're going to have to end this show tonight, man, on that tip.
We're going to come back next week, guys. Y'all have a good one.